Hello, hello. Welcome to Your Home by Design, the podcast where we talk all about our homes and how they affect our health and well-being. Some episodes, we delve deep into the research, and some, we just chat. I'm Nico, an interior designer and researcher passionate about bringing forward the findings so that you can improve your lifestyle and well-being. Grateful to have you. Let's do this. Welcome to today's episode. First, can you believe it's only a couple days until Christmas? Things are getting really exciting around my home and insanely busy, but I am ready for a break to wind down for a bit and enjoy the holidays. I don't know about you, but for me, this holiday has crept up insanely fast. I feel like yesterday it was December 1st and I felt like I had all this time to do all the things that I wanted to do. But here we are. We just got to get on with it. So today I thought it would be fun to chat about all things Christmas and holiday decor, the memories we make in our homes, the way we decorate our homes, the meaning of Christmas in our homes. Welcome to today's episode. So what kind of things do you do in preparation for Christmas? Like, how do you decorate? What's your favorite things that you do? Decoration wise, are you someone who likes to do it the same every year? You know, you pull out the same decorations and you replicate the same kind of feel every year? Or do you like to change things up a bit and try new looks and buy new decor? You know, decorating for Christmas can be so much fun. It can also be fairly stressful if you're running behind or you don't have time to complete the decoration. For me this year, for sure, I'm running a bit behind, but thankfully I have done most of my decorating. So it's the best thing, right? Decorating, getting prepared for the holidays, but it can also take a lot of time. Holiday decorating is all about the aesthetic appeal, and that aesthetic is so closely connected to emotion. The simple act of decorating is one of tradition. It can make us feel joy. It can make us feel warm and fuzzy, happiness. And I think when we aren't rushing around like crazy and we haven't put too much pressure on ourselves, it can boost our well-being. The other day, I watched a reel on Instagram, and it was a reel from the 80s. I guess it was a clip that someone had found like on a recorder. And they posted it. And what it was a family around Christmas. You may have seen it. And it was just the simplicity of, I think it was Christmas morning, and there was family, and they were just enjoying being in the moment, laughing, and they were around their tree, and it was very 80s. So the decor was really simple. And it was a little bit nostalgic because, you know, it reminded me how crazy things have gotten. I'm sure it felt crazy for people back then as well. But I think, you know, we've really taken it up a notch in terms of decorating. And we've sort of, the pressure that we put on ourselves, I think, has grown. Just looking at that video and seeing the simplicity. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there was decorations, right? It just wasn't as elaborate and over the top as I think people do now. But the rituals were the same, and the gathering was the same, and the feeling, and, you know, the presents and the tree, and yes, the decorations were similar. But it was just really nice to see. It was a lovely reminder of how beautiful Christmas can be. It's the beginning of rituals. We had this ritual for years before kids that we did. And that was the first day it snowed, me and my husband would bake this amazing almond dessert, which it's my mother-in-law's recipe. And it was this sort of almost this thin, I don't even know how you describe it. It was almost like a very thin kind of loaf-ish with this white, beautiful icing on top. Very, very good. Anyway, this was one of our favorite little rituals, that the first day that it snowed, we would rush in and make this dessert. And we actually called this, or I actually called it, Fiesta La Nieve, which is snow party. And you know, at the time, me and my husband had spent time in Spain, and we were learning Spanish. And so anyway, we just kind of, it was just this fun little random ritual that we did. And, you know, now that our kids are getting that little bit older, I'm really looking forward to starting it up again and having them help, you know, and isn't that just it, right? It's getting together, doing something meaningful, creating a memory, you know, and doing a ritual and tradition, right? The holidays are so much about families and friends coming together and connecting. Even when we decorate, often it's looking through treasured ornaments and heirlooms that have been collected and accumulated over so many years. Unwrapping them and unboxing them, it just brings such a nostalgic connection to the past. You know, Christmases can really be very magical. It can be a time where things are really still. You know, we have to let them be still and be purposeful in doing that, you know, where you can sit in a cozy space and have nowhere to go and nothing to do, you know, and especially if it's snowing, which where I live, it can be hit or miss. We can get a few days here and there, but when it does snow, there's nothing better than the silence of snow falling from the sky. You know, if you go for a walk in the snow, it's just, you know, you can be in a hustle bustle and it just is quiet. It's amazing. You know, and that stillness reminds us to slow down. So as we decorate and look through our ornaments and heirlooms, you know, as we think about how we want to arrange things or how we want our tree to look or our tablescape, you know, this is us getting creative. Even if you don't see yourself as a creative, you are taking part in this creative activity. And creating is a source of happiness. And studies show that doing creative exercise can positively affect your mental health. It can reduce stress, which I think we all need a little bit of that over the holidays. And it can also increase relaxation. You immerse yourself in the process of transforming your home for this time. You know, when we get to see the fruits of our labor, it gives a sense of pride and happiness. You know, you are surrounded by things that bring you joy and carry meaning. If you're someone who's interested in hygge, which is all about coziness and comfort, the holidays are a perfect chance to practice this and to feel this. The glowing lights, the warmth of the fire, candlelight, you know, all the amazing scents from baking to, you know, essential oils like pine. You know, if you boil a potpourri on your stovetop, then the scents of orange and cinnamon, you know, it can bring you into the present moment, slow you down. The impact of holiday decor, traditions, and scents does so much for your overall well-being. You know, if you enjoy the holiday festivities like checking out neighboring Christmas lights or annual Christmas tree lightings or outdoor skating or Christmas parties and Christmas shopping, down to brightly lit streets. So I have such a cherished memory of being in England one year for Christmas, and it was so cold, like freezing cold, and the air was so crisp. And I had this, I was walking down the high street in this just this lovely, gorgeous old town. And I had this really warm coat on with fur around the collar. So I was bundled and I was just walking down the high street, sort of taking it all in. And it was bustling, right? The people were going in and out of shops and leaving pubs and Christmas get-togethers. And there were these musicians playing out front of store. And the sounds of their instruments and their voices singing Christmas carols was so amazing. Like, I just remember stopping and watching them and taking it all in. You know, it was a public space and I was alone, but I felt so connected. You know, I have such, this is one of my favorite memories. And since then, I've often thought about how much I want to go back to England for Christmas again, because it just left such an imprint on me. You know, a part of this magic that I was feeling, right? And that's something that happens when we spend time together or we get to do festivities and traditions in meaningful ways, you know, whether that's with friends and family and coworkers or even just alone. It can be such a special, special time. Even the colors that we use for Christmas lights and decorations inside or outside have an emotional effect on us. These colors, psychologically, these bright colors like the greens and the reds and the yellow, they evoke feelings. So they bring out feelings of excitement, energy, and happiness. Their symbolisms of the Christmas tree represents life, renewal, hope, optimism for the future. You know, stars and angels signify hope, faith, a guiding star of Bethlehem. You know, and if you're religious, Christmas takes on a whole added meaning. A fun fact about Christmas trees is, did you know that every year there's an annual tradition where Norway sends a Christmas tree to the United Kingdom? And this tradition was to express gratitude by Norway for British support during World War II. So every year since 1947, Norway has sent a large Norwegian spruce tree from the forest near Oslo to Trafalgar Square in London as a gift. The tree is displayed as a symbol of friendship and gratitude and stands predominantly in Trafalgar Square throughout the Christmas season. And this year's tree is around 70 years old, and it was chosen from the woodlands around Oslo, and it's called the Queen of the Forest. So I think that, you know, when we're happy and we're surrounded by beautiful things in our homes, we've decorated our homes, we've spent time thinking about it and getting creative, and you know, and we're in this festive mood, you know, it enhances our wellness and our willingness to want to share our time, to give of our time, to share gifts and spend our money on gifts for others. You know, and we know that there are so many people around the world who don't share the same joy at Christmas. You know, they can't decorate, they can't take part in traditions. You know, Christmas, it might be hard, it might be a struggle. So I know that today, yes, I'm focusing on all the good stuff, but it doesn't go without mentioning that it's not always the same for everyone. I actually watched this little Oprah clip the other day where she was, it was an old talk show or something, and she was telling her audience basically that when she was a child, this one year she was so poor that her mom actually said to her and her siblings that they couldn't take part in Christmas that year. And she wasn't going to get any gifts or anything. And she was so concerned and obviously very sad. And she was worried about what she was going to tell other kids when they asked her, what did you get? And she said since then, she's thought about this because now she has reach and she's able to affect others at this time of year. And she said that there was two nuns that year brought them gifts and food, and the gift that they brought her had her name on it. And she said that there was nothing better because she felt seen and she felt she wasn't forgotten. And so since then, she had a mission to help kids like herself. And she wasn't just going to write a check and say, here you go. It was that she wanted to hand deliver each present and look these kids in the eye and say, here's your gift. It has your name on it. You're seen and you're important. And anyway, I just heard that and I thought that is just so amazing because someone like herself who probably decorates so beautifully and over the top and partakes in so many wonderful festivities, she has the heart to give and share. Yeah, hearing that was just a reminder to me personally that it's so easy to get wrapped up in it all, you know, and as good as it is, you know, and how important it is to feel joy and tradition and to give that gift to loved ones. But it's also important to slow down and think of others who are less fortunate or who might be struggling. You know, there's a lot of burdens associated with Christmas. There's financial struggles, loss of loved ones, but it can also be a chance to focus on the good. And that can have a super positive effect. And just surrounding yourself, like I said, surrounding yourself with beautiful things that bring you joy and that spark happiness is so important. So I just wanted to go over some key things that creating a holiday home and inviting people in to share in the holiday experience can do to you and your overall health and happiness. So hearing this, it was just such a reminder to me personally that it's so easy to get wrapped up in all of it, right? I mean, how do we amp up our decor? How do we change things up? How do we make it look amazing? You know, we do focus a lot during this time on how we're setting up our homes and the aesthetic, which we know is so important and can have so many amazing benefits to us, but it's also a time to be reminded, right? It's good to do everything that causes joy, and it's so important to partake in tradition, you know, and give gifts to loved ones. But it's also important to slow down and think of others who are less fortunate or who might be struggling. So I just want to go over some key things that creating a holiday home and inviting people in to share in the holiday experience can do to you and your overall health and wellness. So the first one, when we invite people into our homes and we go into other people's homes, it can promote feelings of belonging. It can reduce feelings of loneliness and boost your mental health. Two, when decorating, it can relieve stress and promote relaxation and joy, which boosts your overall mood and happiness. And three, looking at beautiful decor and taking part in wonderful traditions that are nostalgic boosts your overall well-being. And four, creating an atmosphere in the home of comfort causes you to slow down and be present. It boosts connection, gratitude, and mindfulness. It also allows for reflection. Okay, so number five, I'm just going to run through some of the psychological effects that we feel from the colors we use and see around Christmas time. So red, I'm going to go through red, green, gold, and silver. So red, research suggests that red is associated with excitement and stimulation. It's believed to stimulate appetite, which you may have heard, which I don't know around Christmas if that's such a great thing, considering we're usually eating more than we normally do. But it is. It stimulates our appetite. It increases heart rate and evokes feelings of passion, energy, and even urgency. So these effects could contribute to the festivities, the feelings of liveliness and atmosphere that's often associated with Christmas. Green, studies show that green is associated with feelings of tranquility and harmony and balance. You know, obviously we see green everywhere in nature, which is kind of significant of growth and renewal. And, you know, it gives us a feeling of calmness and relaxation. So green's sort of calming effect could contribute to feeling comfort and the overall ambiance of Christmas. Decorations like the trees that we decorate and the wreaths and the floral arrangements that we have, you know, and the scents, pine and cedar and all of those amazing, amazing smells. So, and the last one is gold and silver. So gold and silver, they are often tied with sort of opulence and luxury, and which, you know, gives us a feeling of elegance and celebration. So the last thing I'll say is Christmas allows us to decorate our homes and our lives in a way that we only experience for several weeks each year. Taking out those decorations, thinking about new ways to style our holiday home, and then sharing indoor experiences with family and friends, bundling up and going outdoors. All of these things bring us to life. We share in festive delight and ignite happiness and cherished memories. Merry Christmas. To learn more, check out my website, yourparo.com. That's yourparo.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at @homewithniko. As always, thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.